Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, intern Courtney, what is the appropriate level of intimacy between a woman and her gay best friend?
Yeah, I feel like I am battling a question that maybe a lot of couples have. I currently am not in a relationship. However, I've still received a lot of questions and comments. I have a gay best friend. He is a guy. I feel like that kind of matters for the situation. He just contacted. He took care of me after all of my surgeries. So like he's been there like my day one. And I recently posted a picture of us on social media where we had laid down and like we're both physical people and we ended up falling asleep and like his hand was like on my upper thigh, I guess. Like we were just kind of cuddling. And I received a lot of comments about how like it was disingenuous to pose as if we were like a straight couple on social media. And I was like, okay, well, I didn't feel that way because he's a comfortable person for me.
Well, they're assuming that's their assumption of the intent behind the photo. That's not like reality of the intent behind the photo.
Correct. I think just the placement of the hand was kind of, it triggered some people. And I was just battling because I've had relationships in the past that have felt a little bit weird about me getting in the bed and cuddling with another guy and, you know, taking a nap. And someone posed the question, if it was a guy and he had a girl gay best friend, it would not be the same situation. And so I started thinking about that and I was like, I kind of feel like that's true because there's just a different type of relationship that they would have. And so I'm coming like for my future relationships and the friends that I have now, I'm just not sure what to say because I feel like it's totally appropriate. I feel like getting in the bed, cuddling with my gay best friend, like he's a person of comfort for me. I don't feel like there's an issue with that at all. But I've talked to a lot of couples where the guy, it's probably just insecurities, but he feels like it's not appropriate for his girl to be in the bed with another man, period.
No, I agree. I feel like it's just a level of respect. It doesn't matter if you're straight, if you're gay, if you're a man, if you're a woman, like you need to respect those physical boundaries that you have, like, you know, being in a relationship. So like, for instance, with my husband, like I wouldn't cuddle up with anybody in bed, whether it be like in that cuddly manner. Don't get me wrong. I have definitely on girls trips, we have doubled up. I mean, Abby and I were in the same bed not that long ago.
Oh, yeah.
We
were getting wild when I ended up getting accidentally stoned. Yeah, when I was passed out.
But I feel like if you're going to like take it to like a cuddling level, one, you got to be on the same page as your significant other, and you're also going to have to respect your significant other's wishes. Like, personally, I would tell my husband, yeah, man, woman, gay, straight, I would prefer you not be cuddling up in bed with somebody. If you have to share a bed in a hotel room, that's one thing. But if you are snuggling up, I would have an issue with that.
For me, if I'm the boyfriend in the situation, it would be the same. Like, it wouldn't matter if the guy or the woman was gay or straight. It's like a respect thing more than an insecurity thing. So if you wouldn't do it with a straight guy, then I don't think you should do it with a gay guy either. But it should be whatever you would allow from a straight guy is exactly what you should allow from a gay guy. I don't think it should matter.
To me, when it comes to your friends, I tend to group like the girls and the gays together. So for me, I think it would if I had a boyfriend in some dream fantasy world, if he would be okay with me doing it, doing like cuddly things with like a woman, then to me, he should be okay with it being like with a gay guy too. Cause to me, they're kind of, I don't want to say one in the same, cause obviously like there's differences, but to me, I'm kind of like, I see a lot of my gay guy friends as sort of like one of the girls, and I know how harmless it is. So to me, I feel like if he would be comfortable with whatever I'm doing, like with the girls, he's also got to be comfortable with it with the gays as well.
That's kind of how I felt. I just feel like, you know, my girlfriends and my gay friends, neither one of them pose a threat to me, right? Neither one of them pose a threat to my relationship. So I feel like I'm the same. I kind of categorize in like in the same little whatever. But I feel like maybe my age plays some kind of role in this because I am 21 and I am young. And I feel like when you're older and you're like in a more serious committed relationship, maybe that's where that comes into play. But like right now, I'm very strong in my stance that like if I were to get in like a committed relationship, like I don't want to cut off that boundary with like a person who's comfortable for me. And I'm not sure how to approach that just because I know that there's no threat. And if he's somebody that makes me feel safe and I want to lay down and take a nap with him, I don't know. I guess I just don't really see much of an issue with it. But I do understand, like, I guess when you're older and in like a more committed relationship, how that would kind of shift a little bit.
Like I've shared, like I have several very close gay friends, and I have shared a bed with one gay friend, but we've never like spooned and cuddled.
Yeah, I haven't even done with my gal pals. So I'm intrigued by your level of comfort with this person. Like as somebody who fears emotional intimacy, period, like the thought that you just want to like cuddle up on a couch with this guy and spoon is so fascinating to me. Like it's interesting to me that this is even something that's coming up for you.
Yeah, I think for me, because I had two reconstructive surgeries on my foot after a volleyball injury, and so he was taking care of me to the point where like he was helping me walk like to the bathroom. And like when you get to like such an intimate relationship with somebody, it's really hard to not have any kind of, I don't know, I guess physicality is my love language for sure. And that's the way that like I show appreciation for him, and that's the way I show comfort. And I don't know that I really want to cut that off.
Right now, do you? And then it'll be an interesting bridge to cross when you do find somebody that you want to be in a relationship with and how they feel about it.
Yeah, maybe he'll want to cuddle with you and your gay best friend.
Yeah,
you could
be a threesome.
You could be the middle spoon.
Be a thruple.
The Burt Show.